This is Adija, the Life Changer, once again, and today I'll be talking about another common disease which is known as catarrh is a buildup of mucus in an airway or cavity of the body. It is often temporary, but some people experience it for months or years, and this is known as chronic catarrh. We have the causes of catarrh. It is usually caused by the immune system reacting to an infection or irritation, which causes the lining of your nose and throat to become swollen and produce mucus. Symptoms of catarrh: 1. It can lead to blocked or stuffy nose. 2. Runny nose. 3. Persistent cough. 4. Headache. 5. Reduced sense of smell or taste. 6. Feeling that your throat is blocked. Now, treatment for catarrh. Actually, catarrh does not require any specific treatment, but if it does not clear up on its own, you can try the following. 1. Using decongestant medicines, which you can get in the pharmacy. 2. Steam inhalation. That is, it involves inhaling steams from a bowl of hot, not boiling, no, hot water. And you can also add menthol crystals or eucalyptus oil to the water. But this is not recommended as suitable treatment for children. And if your catarrh persists after a time, see a medical doctor. Things to relieve the symptoms. 1. Avoiding things that trigger your symptoms, such as allergies or smoky places. 2. Take sips of cold water when you feel the need to clear your throat. 3. Using a saline nasal rinse several times a day. It can be made at home with half a teaspoon of salt in a cup of boiled water that's been left to cool. 4. Avoiding warm, dry atmosphere, such as places with air condition and car heating system. And 5. Staying well hydrated. I believe you've all learned something regarding catarrh, and I'm sure majority of everyone of us have experienced this catarrh one or twice before. So kindly visit your doctor once the catarrh persists for a long time. Thank you so much for listening. Join me in my next episode. Bye.